We are in Dearborn County, York Township. The interviewer is Rita Kirchgassner. It's Kirchgassner. The interviewee is Agnes Leland. It's Leiland. This is the 11th of May, 1983. Okay, Aggie, who were your parents?
Oh, Catherine and George Weedoff.
Okay, and your mom, what was her maiden name?
Oh, her name was Zerr, Z-E-R-R.
Okay, and what did your dad do for a living?
Well, he was raised on a farm down there,
mm-hmm.
You know, where Steinmetz, no, it's back lives there now. Clem Steinmetz lived there, and he always told about his dad built that house when he was born, and which would have been 1875. Mm-hmm. And the house is still there, and I have been in it. The basement, it was made out of rock. And then he also told how, it's really heresy what his dad told him. They had stonemasons there all winter. And I forgot how many pigs and cows they killed because these stonemasons were there, and I don't know who they were or where they come from, but see, it was on a farm.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see.
They probably had to go down to the creek to get them.
Oh, maybe they did. I don't know, but they had these people, you know, how you've seen these stone houses.
Mm-hmm.
I think it'll be there for another 100 years. I really do. Dad would be about 100. Let me see, it's 50, he'd be 113 years old. Because he was born in 1875. And they must have started a little rap at home already. His father died, and then 7 years to the day, his mother died. But he took care of his mother, because he was the youngest in the family.
And so your dad operated what's now Weedoff's store in Yorkville.
Well, he did later on, but they had kind of like a wagon and things at home, see?
Oh, they did it out of their home at first?
Yeah. And then I think after his mother died, he bought the store in Yorkville. And I can't recall, but it was a Harnback. And I can't remember the Harnback's first name. You know, there were so many Harnbacks. But he didn't marry my mother till he came to Yorkville. He was 29 years old. She was 21. And her dad had a tavern, and that's how he met my mother. Although, I don't know, she worked in Cincinnati as a housekeeper or cook. I think that's what they did those days. Because, you know, like Lizzie Weedoff and Gertie Harnback and Minnie Harnback, they were all cooks. Well, even Father Sunderman's sisters. They worked out as cooks or maids. Well, like Miss Shawns, they don't do that anymore, do they?
Mm-mm. But then the people, it's changed, though, I think.
Yeah.
Because a lot, you know, then it was a lot richer.
Well, everything's more easier to take care of now because we have all this electric. See, we didn't have any of that.
Tell them what your dad sold in the store. Do you remember? What was the store like?
Oh, it was a general store.
Like, what did he sell?
Oh, everything. Dry goods. It was a big deal because everybody made their own clothes. And boots.
You even sold boots?
Shoes, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
A lot of farmers bought these boots. They were Wolverine. I don't know. It was a big... They were good shoes. A lot of people. Maybe sold them to the kids, you know. Oh, gosh. He had horse collars and even some types of harness, like a halter, smaller stuff. Of course, he also had three routes.
He also took, like, good routes?
Yeah. He took... he called it routes three times a week. A week with horse and covered wagon.
What did he do then?
Well, by and by, I don't know what year, though. He bought a truck, but he didn't know how to drive, so he had somebody come out here and teach him to drive. Well, he never was a good driver. Used to be scared to death.
Well, where did the routes go? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. I went to Manchester and to Esther Ridge. Went through Manchester, mm-hmm. And then turned down some room, and then down Butzabaugh. Bonnell, then up to up the hill, kind of again in Manchester district.
Did he sell like fresh products or meat or?
Oh no, nothing like that. It was all well. At that time, everything come in barrels and cracker barrels and stuff. And I used to have to, or we all did at one time or another, weigh up things like sugar, even coffee, tea, beans. What else can I remember? Beans. Seems like there was other things in barrels, but I can't recall. I remember the tea, the green tea and black tea.
So did he have to go get it, or was it delivered?
Oh, no, there was never any deliveries. I was still in the, they only started out, I think, within the last 10 years.
Delivering?
Delivering, like White Villa does down there.
Mm-hmm.
He always had to get everything from the city. Even when ice come out, we didn't always have ice, ice boxes.
Mm-hmm.
He used to put 300 pound of ice in the back of the truck. That was the last thing he would buy up at Delhi.
Oh, he'd go up to Delhi in Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, he'd go to Cincinnati, you know, and he'd buy everything. And he did, well, what he did do, he bought up chickens and eggs. I think eggs is what he made most of his money, but he didn't make a lot because there was 10 of us. And we always had plenty to eat. But my mother made all our clothes.
Did the people buy ice from him? Or?
Oh, no, he put it in a ice box, they call it those days. I don't remember an ice man coming around Yarkville like they did in towns.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come around and get to tell you won 15 cents or 20 cents. But I can't remember what year we got the refrigerator electric. It must have been in 1930. That was when they remodeled that house. Because I was in Oldenburg. The same year that Marie got married, because Dad come out and got me to the wedding. That's how I know. And then Mr. Lux. See, it was the dorm rooms all upstairs. You know what dorm rooms
are?
And he raised it, you know, they got nice rooms up there. There was four big rooms and a big hall. So I don't know what it's like now. But just look how old that has to be, too.
Yeah.
I imagine it's older than this house, don't you?
No, I do too. I mean, I'm sure it's like before the Civil War. I bet that house is probably one of the first ones that was the store.
I don't think we could imagine what it was like because I wasn't old enough either, you know. Dad always said there was lots of tariffs in this town at one time. And of course there was blacksmiths and then, I don't know what they call them. Wagon, you know, they made wagons. They made everything. They made handles for hoes and shovels and spades. And it was done, I think, in, what would you call that? They had a lot of shops in Yarkville.
Mm-hmm.
But my mother's father had a blacksmith shop.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
And then he also had the tavern.
Where did he have these at? In Dover?
No, it's here in Yarkville. Oh. See, the house was where Ethel lives.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mother's home. And there used to be a tavern. Uncle Charlie Sayre had a tavern there, too. I could almost remember that. I must have been about 6, 7 years old.
Now, when your dad had the general store, did he have a tavern with it, or?
Oh, no, that didn't come in after my mother died. I think she died in 37, and because I don't think Mom would have approved of a tavern at all. I don't know exactly why, but that's how Dad got out of debt. He borrowed the money, and they had the tavern, and they had slot machines.
They had slot machines?
Oh, yeah, that we all said that's because I think he got half of it, the take, and then if there was just some change left or something, they just put it in a can. I remember that so well.
Yeah. Well, what else was Yarkville like? What else was here? Can you remember?
Well, there was another store, you know, Harnbeck store.
Were they very?
And he was also a huckster, and he did the same thing.
Was he as prosperous, too?
Oh, I think so, because he inherited so much money. Gertie Schott told me all those kids inherited $17,000. Just think, that's almost 100 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Not quite 100, because, but Dad didn't have anything inherited, very little if he did. Although they had a farm, I bet that farm be worth plenty now, wouldn't it?
I know.
Well, they kept getting farms too, you know. Marie owned the garden farm and the old, who was that, Brickler farm, you know, where the Brooklers.
Mm-hmm. What was going to school like in Yorkville?
Oh, we only had two teachers for 8 grades. My dad went to school here at Yorkville too. And all his brothers did, because it was Catholic and it was run by the nuns.
And then how all your brothers and sisters?
Oh, went? All my brothers and sisters. My uncles and aunts, you know. Mm-hmm. Uncle Henry and Uncle Frank, all of them. Everybody had big families those days. I think everybody did.
Yeah?
As much as I can recall.
Because you had like 10 brothers and sisters?
Well, I had 9.
9, count 10.
I had 5 brothers and 4 sisters.
And then your dad, he came.
Oh, he had a real large family. But they weren't able to raise people as much. He was talking about a little sister that died of diphtheria. And he had a brother that was 21 that had, he called it consumption, TB, tuberculosis. And he had some more brothers. And I always thought that was interesting. They went to Morris Hill to college. 2 of them did, but Dad always said his dad wouldn't send him because they didn't turn out so well. They drank a lot. And Uncle Charlie Weedoff went too, but he went to Purdue. And Bridget used to say, my Carlos went to Purdue. It was funny.
Well, what kind of courses did you take in school when you grade school?
Oh, we had most everything. We had sewing on Friday and drawing. I remember that, you know, coloring. And we had all just said reading, writing, arithmetic. We didn't have nothing like they have now. All this here.
Well, did they teach you German? Or did you know any German when you were a little kid?
Oh, I do very little, just from what I overheard Dad say. Even to this day, I remember, you know. I have no brogue. But Dad had a hard time when he went to school. He said the teacher would tell him it was cow. See, they spoke German at home. And he could never say cow. Coo. He said, no cow. I don't know how they taught. It was all phonics, you know. It isn't like this day. What I think is there's too much. They have to learn so much, the kids do this day and age. We had writing. I remember that was important. They called it penmanship, but they got another name for it now, Corsic or something like that.
Well, what year were you born in?
Oh, 1912.
So then by the time you went to grade school, you went 8 grades in 8 years?
Oh, yeah.
Because your father would have probably only gone, what, 6 or would he have?
I think they only went about 6, but he went an extra year because he didn't get to go to college. His dad let him go. He was always so proud of that prayer book he had. The priest at the time gave him a prayer book for going to school. He wasn't ignorant. Dad was smart. In fact, I always thought the Weedoffs were pretty smart. Mm-hmm. Well, they were unusually good in math.
Mm-hmm.
And I've noticed even offsprings this day and age are good, like Jeannie, you know.
Mm-hmm. And well, your sons.
Oh, yeah, I had 2 sons. And I don't know, Hilda's kids were too, but they didn't
pursue it. But what was it like in grade school making your first communion? When did you make your first communion?
Well, I thought I made it in 1919, but it seemed like I would have been awful young to make it in 1919. How old would have I been? 1912.
Yeah, you'd have been 7.
Oh, I made it in 1919. May the 4th. I remember that.
So, grade school was just the 8 years and...
And it was still the same way here. There was just 2 teachers.
So
and there was, one time there was only 25 kids in school and 5 of them were us. That's the truth.
5 of them were your brother, you and your brothers and sisters.
Uh-huh.
Oh my gosh. 25 in the whole school.
At one time, but then later there was more, yeah, and I think it went up to 60.
Mm-hmm. So do you remember anything about World War I?
Very little. I just couldn't remember marching. Everybody marched up and down Yorkville. Can you imagine that? I don't think people would do that even now. I remember that, and I remember the snow in 1918 because I was at Grandma's and I ran out and got on the they had a drag. I don't know if I can explain what it was like. It was like a big wooden thing, and they needed someone to weigh it down. The snow was so bad that year, and they had about 6 horses pulling it. And I remember Goldie and Ellen, Helen, all of us wet. We stopped at Marmot's, you know where old Rose Yeager lives.
Yeah.
I never did forget that. They had a dog named Goldie, and Ellen was teasing Goldie. She'd say, Goldie, Goldie. It was kind of a gold color, kind of an odd dog at that time. Of course, there's odd dogs now, too.
How deep was the snow?
Well, I guess it was the worst snow we ever had. I knew it was bad. That was right before the war was over, I think.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did they do?
There was a lot of people died here at Yorkville in that war, mm-hmm. in the First World War.
Well, what did they do when they marched up and down the streets? What was that for?
Well, I don't know. Well, I guess just because the war was over. Armistice, I guess. But there were so many people died, I think a lot more. There's a lot of people. There must have been more people here at that time. Like old Clem Steinitz, you know, and Theodore Fuchs, and there was 2 Miller boys that, over there at the graveyard, that I don't know if they all died from being injured.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they died from the flu. The flu was so bad.
Mm-hmm. Did that hit Yorkville, too?
Well, I think it hit them in the service, didn't it?
Yeah.
Because the other one was Tony Hornback. He was left with a weakness from the war. I don't know. Gee, there was a lot of people. You ought to know some of them.
Mm-hmm. But
they're all dead. I don't think there's a live one around here anymore.
No, I think all of them are dead.
I think Clem was the last one. Mm-hmm. Clem Steinitz.
Was the last World War I veteran in Yorkville. Well, you probably remember World War II real well.
Oh, yeah. We lived at Shelbyville at the time. I was about ready to have David. It was the 6th or 8th of December, and he was born on the 1st of January, following it, you know.
Well, how'd your dad's store do during this time? Because your dad still had it, didn't he?
Well, I remember even in the that First World War, your grandfather, it's your great-grandfather, I guess, Theodore's father,
mm-hmm.
he took care of the food stamps, or rather it wasn't food stamps, it was sugar stamps.
Yeah, like the ration.
Uh-huh. The First World War.
Isn't that what they called it, like the ration?
Yeah, did your mother tell you that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well.
Because he had the post office.
Yeah, and he also had the...
Because that was Herman Nordmark.
He repaired shoes.
Yeah.
See, that was another shop that would have been in Yorkville. I don't know. I wish I could remember more of the buildings that he talked about Dad did.
Mm-hmm. I know, because they said that there was a blacksmith shop in your dad's store, and then this Herman Nordmar had the shoe repair.
Well, there was a barn just right over there.
Mm-hmm.
That was old Johnny Miller's blacksmith shop. Now, that barn was still here, I think. You know, I used to see it, because Marie told me that's what she had a lot of rusty nails, and that's what she keeps those flowers blooming that color. I was like,
yeah.
I don't know. Those hydrangeas, you know.
No, but it was, I don't know, I just think Yorkville, there was nothing ever really exciting that happened. I mean, like, there were no murders
Not really, except that, well, I don't know what you'd call exciting. Like, I can remember one time on a Sunday, it seemed like a horse ran away and some narrow got killed.
Oh, really?
In front of our place. He was in the Siri or whatever they call that. And then, like, Herbie Nair getting killed on this, your road there.
No, what?
I don't know. And then, like, Marie, the house pushed on her. Marie, I don't know if you don't call that exciting or not.
Well, then, wasn't there someone coming home from a First Communion and got, that was one of...
Oh.
What was it Ben Nordmar?
Oh, I don't remember that.
They were saying he came home, I don't know, maybe he lived in New Elsa's then, came home from one of them and got electrocuted, lightning struck him. That was one of Grandma Dory's first cousins or brothers or something.
Oh, I never knew that, and I'm surprised I don't recall that. What else happened? It seems like there was I don't know how he was killed. Marie Wiedemann's little boy, how was he killed?
I don't know.
I don't know if he was, I guess, younger than Arb, and Arb's at least 65 now. So that was a long time ago. He served Bess, and he got killed. She lived up there. It was after her husband was dead.
And he was coming home?
I think Roman died from ruptured appendix.
Mm-hmm. And then one of your cousins drowned and didn't want to Phillips.
Oh, yes.
Drowned in Tanner's
Creek. Had one to drown. It was my first cousin. It would have been my first cousin. And then Maria Wilkes, she had a child that drowned in an open cistern or well. You remember that?
I just remember him talking about it because, you know, they would say that
and
there were
then,
so many tragedies.
The Helen folk, the same hand, your little boy to die, I think it might have been polio or I just don't quite remember, and it's only a little over 40 years ago, or less than 40 maybe even, because Charles and I went down and saw him. You see, they laid out people in the homes those days. Kind of had a parlor. They saved it for that. They didn't use the parlor very much. I don't think they did. It was always cold. I can remember Grandma's parlor was always cold.
Yeah, it seems like they say. I don't know. It seems like there were a lot of tragedies around here, though.
Yeah, well, see, when you think about it, there's probably some more if you think about it. Well, Eileen. Her first husband was tearing down a shed, and he fell in a bee's nest, and he died right up over there in the yard. Eileen had, it was about this big, it was in the paper, she had planted flowers exactly where he died. And somebody come out, must have told him. It was written up in the paper.
Oh, the bee stung him so bad?
Yeah, and he died that evening. And I was there when he died. Father was there, Father Sunderman. I remember I rode up on the bicycle. Y'all see that? That was after I was married, too. It hadn't been too long ago. And then she had a bad time with Jack, too. She said Jack got up, he was hot. And she finally come and look for him, and he was sitting out there in the chair, unconscious. So I don't recall what priest we got. I imagine it would have been Father who...
Summershine, don't you think?
I bet it was. Charles went over and got the priest. And they took him to the hospital. He died that day.
Mm-hmm.
So you know what I mean. I always think about those things. I think it's kind of sad.
Yeah. But Aggie, we've always talked. You know, the people around here are so Catholic and so religious, and yet they believed in the hexes.
Yes.
What is a hex?
I mean, I don't know what it is. I think it's somebody that puts a curse on somebody.
Where did
there used to be a saying too at this parish, would never have a priest. I forgot why though. And we did. We've had a priest. And he's still a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember Hilda asking Father Rudolph if there could be anything to that, and he said, "Yeah, the Irish people were superstitious. I think they still are to some extent, because I know Aunt Bridget was."
Well, do you think the hexes came from Germany or from the Irish people, or from both?
I think it would be more Germans. Of course, this German community. Maybe, I don't know. I never did hear of the Irish people doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Except my cousin, you know.
Did your parents believe in the hexes?
Well, I'm sure my dad must have. But I wish I would have listened to him, because I used to just laugh at him.
Do you remember any of the stories?
Well, one was Charlie's wife. I forgot what she did, but her bathrobe caught fire. They had a coal stove at Marie's.
Mm-hmm.
And Dad said that he thought sure the baby would be marked. Because she was able to put it out, you know, the bathroom. Now, I don't believe in that stuff. And I don't think you can mark a baby. It was the same thing. It happened in my family. My mother and dad said that Ella had a mark on her arm when she was born. And they went and got old Mrs. Shawns. You didn't know her either. And she hexed the afterbirth. She took it outside, and whatever she did over it, buried it. That's ridiculous.
What did they hex it for? Because she had this mark that they
So the mark would go away.
Was this Mrs. Shantz? Was she supposed to be the one who had powers or something?
Yeah, I don't know what it was, but I know my mother must have believed in it too then.
Which Shantz was this? Mrs. Shantz, do you know?
Oh, it was George Shantz's mother. She was some relation to the aunt once.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you who would be interesting would be that she's really old and really good mentally. Hills. Old Lady Hills. I guess she's close to 90 now. Now, she's the one that was related to Shantz. That's mm-hmm. the reason I thought of her.
Yeah. Well, would it... Because, I don't know, I remember my grandmother telling me that if your feathers shaped a... made a crown, you'd boil them, and that the next person you saw was a hex. Do you remember
no.
any things like that?
No. I just remember that about the afterbirth, but then I remember... laughing at somebody here in this town, and at me, I was laughing, cutting up, and said, didn't believe in that stuff, and Lucille said, yeah, you don't believe in it, but I believe in it. We had to have Father Sundman to come over and pray over the cows because they were all losing their calves. Now, you know, that's a disease. A lot of cows do lose their calves. Or they don't even get pregnant. It's just like human people.
Well, did you ever hear the one about, was it a Kiva lady or whatever that killed a spider on her neck and her baby was born with a mark on its neck? Was it a Kiva?
I never heard that, but I know people believed in that. A lot of people still believe in birthmarks to this day that it happened. Something happened to the mother, and I don't think it's true.
Mm-hmm.
Strawberry bark is supposed to be... the mother craves strawberries or something silly like that.
Oh, no. Do you remember any other stories about the hexes?
Well, I remember that personally about the cows. But I just know a lot of people. I remember old Feist. Albert Feist believed in it. But I don't know who did it. Dad explained it about people that were crippled, you know, like... Rose Miller and I don't know, there was quite a few of them. The guy had some kind of wrong with their legs. It was hereditary. Who else was it? All those Millers were that way.
Mm-hmm.
But they believed that it had somebody had put a curse on them because some man went out with some woman's in the family. See, I didn't pay much attention. It kind of makes me mad that I didn't. I just don't know anybody who would know that stuff now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Alma would know, because her mother used to talk about those things.
Yeah.
See, I made a mistake, because I just laugh at them. I just didn't believe in that stuff. I think it had something to do with, well, I knew it wasn't true. I think we're wiser or something.
But I think they were real superstitious type people.
Oh, I think so too, but I could be wrong, but I think so too. Just from, that's so ridiculous, anybody hexing you. Well, the other one was they thought that Kitty Keebles blamed Marie Steinitz for hexing her baby. Her baby died.
Oh, really?
He had a bad heart. Marie could tell you that, but Marie's gone now too.
And we blamed it on her.
Yeah, they brought it up in school, and their kids. I bet some of those kids could tell.
Because they just thought because the baby had a bad heart. What did they think? She just looked at it, or she just?
I don't know why they just thought that. Because Marie used to cry when she told me it was terrible for her kids to be told that in school.
Well, a lot of people thought Marie Weedoff was a hex too, didn't they?
Oh, did they? I don't know. I didn't like her, but I never thought about her being hex.
But they used to tell me that Grandma Dory would, that, you know, she boiled her feathers one day, and the next person she saw was her, you know. And I know, but they really were superstitious type people.
I know they were, but why, it's too bad that we didn't listen to that stuff. I just thought it was ridiculous.
Oh, I know. You know, when you think of it, but to think that these people, they went to church as much as they possibly could.
Oh, yeah.
Because you probably had, on Sundays they said, well, your dad probably remembered, they said the church used to last a couple hours at a time, and then they'd come back in the afternoon for another service.
Oh, yeah. Do you remember? We used to have a...
Benediction.
And then there was also something else that took real long. But none of that goes on now. Even during Lent, we don't have the... Oh, we did have the stations on Good Friday, I guess, and a couple of times.
I know.
I don't know if people are as religious now or not. Some of them are. Because I think I never looked, but once in a while I have looked on Monday and saw people over there. Four or five cars, and then I wonder if they're Klan church or something. Then I think, oh, they're probably having mass.
Well, we can probably wrap this up, Aggie, because I think I got, this is what I mostly wanted to get.